All right, guys. Other than as far as, I guess, let's start with the injuries. The only guy we got coming out of the game is Mathis with an ankle. So we'll see where we're at when we get back. Hey, what's going on?
I know nothing.
How you doing? Good to see you. Sorry about that, folks. I haven't seen him in a while. Go ahead.
Osweiler played about as well as you could expect for a start one.
Yeah, Mike, he did a really good job because we didn't protect him very good in the first half. Had to take his lumps in a couple of situations, but kept his composure and then would come back and make the next play. So, yeah, I mean, he did his job, did a heck of a job, and his team played well around him. That was the most important thing. So, yeah, very proud of him. He was ready to go. Yeah, Mike, Jeff, I just – what we needed to do is go play clean football as a team, you know, and, we've been obviously had a bunch of turnovers hurting ourselves. And the message this week was let's protect the football and play. Okay. We'll play great defense. We're consistent in what we're doing there. And let's not hurt ourselves as a team. And I think that's what we ultimately did. We ran the ball well. We moved the ball well. We could have obviously scored some more points in some situations. But I think it got down to playing good defense, protecting the football, and that. That's a good combination in this league. If you're able to do those things and you give yourself a chance every week.
How does his skills fit with what you like to do with the rollout?
I think he can do everything. I mean, he's a very composed young man, and the more he plays, I think the better he's going to get. We booted a little bit, not a lot. They were up the field quite a bit, but the threat of us doing that, I think, helped us run the ball a little bit, you know. So, but he's a sharp young man. He's got a lot of confidence in himself, and he should obviously gain some more through this experience.
We always ask you when you didn't run the ball well.
Well, we ran it pretty good. Well, we run it for like 170 or something. We kept running it. We had some really big drives out of the hole that maybe weren't points drives, but really changed the field position of the game. If we were better in short yardage today, we could have closed the game, you know, so that's something we got to address and do a better job at. But I think some of our boots, some of those things helped us a little bit. You know, they were up the field and helped us run the ball some.
Did you see enough from Brock today to have him
be the starter? I knew that was coming. Here's the deal. Listen, we got healthier today, so we got some guys on this team we're trying to get healthy, and so that's important, and we won our eighth game. So we're going to focus on winning today and enjoy winning. We'll go back to work next week.
Gary, you've been in this situation yourself. How do you kind of explain to Brock how to get comfortable as far from a play-calling standpoint? What types of things that you want to make sure you get early to get
Well, you try to get a guy some completions, you know, so his confidence gets going early. A DT makes a huge play for him early in the game. But it still goes back to running the ball. You know, I mean, we weren't sitting there today with 3rd and 10, 3rd and 12, 3rd and 9 all day long. We were pretty manageable in what we were doing, and I think we end up, you know, about 40-something percent on 3rd down. So I think it gets back to us running the ball and staying on schedule.
So it's part of that, the fact your quarterback's under center. And it didn't look like you stayed with the same five.
It didn't look like we stayed with him. Yeah, we played a little bit more with them. Max still played some, you know, but we think Ryan's been playing a little better. So, we got some things we got to get better at. We had some big penalties in the game. I can think of us jumping off sides on 3rd and 1 and some things going on. Busted a couple of protections. But, Mike, if we run the ball that way, then we're going to give ourselves an excellent chance. So, mistakes aside, that we got to go correct. The fact we ran the ball today was a good thing. Yeah, I mean, we're pretty scripted every week, on what we do. And obviously the script was kind of catered to what Brock felt good about and trying to get him off to a good start. You know, couldn't have been better than us going right down the field the first drive, you know. So that's your plan every week, but it worked out this week.
The second series, third and short and third and medium, we took a timeout there.
It was us. We got caught in a situation, personnel situation. So, you know, don't want to run a bad play. I mean, every play is a big play. You hate to waste timeouts. We actually had a couple of them that we wasted because of that. But I thought our communication was good. I thought he handled the group good in the huddle.
What did you see from the defense, particularly the last stand there on that 2-point conversion?
Well, you know, we gave up some yards today. You know, we gave up some plays, but we kept finding a way to make a big play. You know, Malik and Danny makes a big play. You know, we didn't finish on those two drives. I think Danny's interceptions when we don't make fourth and one, we trip, you know what I mean? And so you're sitting there going, oh, no. But, you know, we just kept battling. We've made big plays defensively, and you know, we got to continue to cut down the penalties, you know, that obviously hurt us, but we make the biggest play you can make at the end.
Does Parker remind you of any quarterback you've been around?
I don't know. It's too early. I mean, it's one time out. I've been with him 10 weeks, and you know, like I said, I'm really proud of how he prepares and what he's done to get to this point. And, you know, first time out in, what, 4 years, you know, am I right, as a starter. So he's had an opportunity to come up the right way and learn from a great player. So you could see some of the benefit of that today. It did not look like a guy with his first time out. You know, we kind of went the same way. I mean, he controlled the run game, some of the pass protection, some of those things. You know, I got confidence in him. He's been doing that with Peyton on a regular basis at practice. He watches it. So, you know, I think, you know, he should, that's something he should only get better at. But he was very composed as far as handling the group.
And just to be clear, I mean, is your plan still to sit down with Peyton?
Yeah, I mean, just like we had planned to do. And like I said, we're going to enjoy winning today. And it's a great team victory. Players busted their tail. Coaches did a great job, so we're going to enjoy that today. I'm sorry, one more time. Oh, you know what? This may sound crazy, but it might have been kind of a nice icebreaker for our team. I mean, we sat on the plane for 4.5 hours. It was, everybody was fidgety, and we got to the hotel, and I called them in the meeting room and changed the whole schedule, and we sped up the back end of our night. We had great meetings. We had a great ending to last night, and we played with that same energy today. So maybe we need to take a look at that, see if we can get the plane to do that again. No, I'm not a card player. I just know that when I was sleeping, the plane was going in circles. That's all I know. So, all right, you have a good day. Okay.